Okay, good morning. I hope everyone's doing well today. We are going to celebrate a special day as we complete Seder Zroim and begin Seder Moed. The last brisa at the very end of Bikurim, Perek Daled, brisa number Hey begins. We are in the middle of our discussion about an androgynous and to what way he is similar to men and what way he is similar to women, what way he is similar to both. And now the final brisa points out, Ketzad Eino Shava Lola Anoshim Velo Linoshim. In what situation, in what way is an androgynous not compared to men or to women? Says the brisa, Ein Chayav Lo Amal Kaso Velo Al Kilolaso. You're not chayav for cursing or beating up an androgynous, Lo Ka Anoshim Velo Chenoshim. Neither like men nor like women. Veino Nerach Lo Ka Anoshim Velo Chenoshim. A person is not, you can't say, Erko Alai to an androgynous, like you can to a man or to a woman. If a person says, I am a nazir, that this individual is not a man or not a woman, ain't a nazir, because an androgynous is not a man or a woman. So therefore, you can't say that you would be a nazir if you took a neder on that condition. Rameir Omer, androgynous beryeh bifnei atzmai. Right? A mayor says an androgynous is its own creation. And the chachamim couldn't figure out whether he was a male or a female. Aval tumtum ain't okay. A tumtum is not like that. Pa'amim shu ish, pa'amim shu isha. Sometimes a tumtum is an ish, sometimes a tumtum is an isha. And with that, we close out Masechta Bikurim. We'll have a lot more to say about this. Emetz Hashem al Shabbos and our Shul's Siyum. Emetz Hashem, you too will take the opportunity to do so as well. With that, we turn to Seder Moed, which of course begins with the rules of Shabbos. And in order for us to understand the laws of Shabbos, we have to understand that the los ases of Shabbos are identified on the basis of the 39 avos malachos, the 39 major categories of work. Ironically, we're going to wait until we get to the 7th perek to list out all 39 categories. For now, it will suffice us to understand that the last of them, hotzah, carrying, becomes the first focus in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. A person needs to know to be in violation, biblically, for carrying on Shabbos, a person has to carry Merishus L'Rishus. He has to carry from one Rishus. Biblically, there are two Rishios, a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, and a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain, right? And carrying in anything besides those two is, or from one to the other, would only be rabbinically prohibited. Similarly, the other introduction point that one needs is to know that in order to be chayav for carrying, one needs to pick something up in one domain and put something down in another domain. So now the Mishnah turns and tells us, Yitzios HaShabbos, as far as the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos, Shnayim Shein Arba Bifnim, you should know that there are two that are really four on the inside. In other words, if somebody is indoors in Rishus HaYachid, there are two types of carrying that are biblically forbidden, which are four types of carrying that are Asmi Divrei Sofrim, right? Shnayim Shein Arba Bachutz, and there are two that are considered carrying when you are standing outside, and those are really four on a rabbinic level. So the Mishnah is kind of troubled by this and wants to flesh out those cases. Ketzad asks the Mishnah, how is that going to work? Ha'ani omed b'chutz, ubala bayis bifnim. Let's say you have a poor person standing outside and a bala bayis standing inside. And of course, that was the standard practice, that it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, but you got to be careful when you go ahead and do so if you're going to hand something on Shabbos. Pashat ani esiyado lifnim. Let's say the ani takes his hand with his plate, and he sticks his plate into the house of the balabayas. V'nasan l'soch yado shal balabayas, and he places his plate into the hand of the balabayas, which means that the Ani did an Akira in Rishus HaRabim. He picked up his plate, and he did a Hanach in Rishus HaYachid. So we said, in such a situation, he is going to be Chayev. Oh, Shenato Mitocha VeHotzi. Or he takes a plate from, with a piece of cherry pie, of course, from the house of the Balabayas, which means he picked it up. He did the Akira inside the Rishus of the Balabayas, and then he pulls it back and puts it down on in the Rishus HaRabim. So in such a situation, Ha'ani Chayev, the Ani is going to be Chayev in that situation. He did the Akira and the Hanacha, right? Ubalabai is Pater, the Balabai didn't do anything, right? Pashat, here Pater doesn't mean Pater Aval Aser. Often the Mishnah after Shabbos will use the word Pater, which will mean Pater on a rabbinic level, but Chayev on a rabbinic level. Here that's not going to be the case. Pashat Balabai says Yadu Lachutz, if the Balabai stuck his hand outside, Binasan Lesoch Yadu Shal Ani, he takes a plate from his house and he places it, a piece of cherry pie on the plate, and he puts it into the hand of the Ani, Oshanato Mitocha Behechnis, or he goes ahead and he takes the Ani's plate from the outside and brings it into his house to put it down to cut a piece of cherry pie. So Balabayas Chayev Ani Pater. In that situation, the Balabayas did the Akira and the Hanacha in both of those cases, so he would be Chayev and the Ani would be Pater. Pashat HaAni is Yadu Lifnim Benata Balabayas Mitocha. What happens if the Ani sticks his hand with the plate into the house of the Balabayas, and then the Balabayas takes the plate? So the Akira was done by the Ani, and the Hanacha was done by the Balabayas. Oshanasan Lesocha Vahotzi, or the Ani sticks his hand into the house, and the Balabayas puts it right directly into the hand, and the Ani takes the hand straight outside. So Shneim Peturim, both of them would be Pater in that situation, right? Why? Because neither one did both an Akira and a Hanacha. Pashat Bal Habayis has Yado Lachutz, Benatal Ani Mitocha, if the Bal Habayis stuck his hand outside, and then the Ani takes the item out of the hand, Oshanasan Lesocha Ve'echnes, Shneim Turim. Once again, in those two situations, neither the Ani nor the Balabayas is doing both an Akira and a Hanacha, both a picking up and a putting down in two different Rishuyos. And in that situation, they would be Pater. However, in these situations, they would be Pater on a De'oraisa level, on a De'rabanan level. There would be a situation that would be a problem over here, and they would both be in violation of a rabbinic violation. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have a lot more to say about the laws of Hotzah. We will get back to them tomorrow morning.